Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Tamsin, new season upon us. First of all, showcase signing.
Having Jamie Van Beek in the squad from South Africa is amazing for us. We had so many defensive troubles last year with, unheard of injuries really to wipe out our whole defence end. And for years, you know, we've been playing with Raz at the back with no sort of help or cover for her at goalkeeper. So to just have that option is absolutely brilliant. You know, when I first saw her play against England, I was like, she's special. She's obviously working with a coach who I really respect as well out in South Africa, Jenny. And I'm just, the kind of style of play, it's everything we wanted and needed in the squad. So I'm really excited.
She's going to add so much, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. And you know, with Mav, we keep saying we're on a build. And she's young as well. She's tenacious. That defensive circle caused England all kinds of problems. And I think she's just going to complement our group really, really well. And it's sort of third time lucky for me. I tried to get her over a couple of other times and hadn't been able to. And so this opportunity came about and I jumped at the chance to get her on board with us.
What surprised you and Cam and Mickey most about last season?
So the thing is with performance, it's never a quick fix, ever. And, you know, we were a new club. We'd stripped the squad back over the last couple of seasons to get it to somewhere where we wanted it. And we started that this last year. And, you know, we really, on paper, shouldn't have been making top four in the way that we did. And we were so proud of those performances. You know, the fact that Susie Liversidge came across, became a 60-minute Super League player in a position that wasn't her first choice. You know, Izzy Phillips came across, became a 60-minute Super League player at wing defence, which is one of the youngest players in the world to be doing that in that position. You know, we had a shooting circle of 21 years old, so all the positives were there. Raz, I think, had the season of her life, so we were really, really happy. But what we said is we needed to do some stepping stones, and you know, we haven't made major changes in the squad, but what we've done is looked at areas where we really decided we wanted to strengthen, and that was key.
Game at Brighton took place obviously last season. It was a big event. Hoping to have another one this season. Too early to say.
Yeah, I think that every club has to operate differently, don't they, in terms of, you know, where your facilities are, where your venue's at. And we don't have the luxury of owning our own facility, our own venue in that sense. So I love the fact we could get out and about last year. We could go to different places. Brighton was special. I mean, to not host the game down there, to have over 2,500 people in such a short period of time was absolutely incredible. And then, of course, the game lived up to all kinds of expectations as well. So, I enjoy getting out in the region. It's something netball needs to keep doing, making sure it's accessible to all. And as a club, we're doing that.
As the car reverses behind you, I just want to mention a personal thanks to Super Amy, really, and not just at Mavs, but everything she's been able to bring to the game over the years.
Oh, I mean, it was special, wasn't it? Look, injuries are rubbish and we weren't expecting it, and I don't know why we were hit so hard last year, but we were. And actually, to be able to bring Amy in, I still remember that call, and I was like, come on, Ames, you're not finished yet. And I think it worked both ways. You know, I got the experience that we needed into that group, and literally the first session she walked in, it's like a breath of fresh air. You forget when someone's been around the block, like all the other things that they bring to the game. So she was amazing, and she saved us in so many games last year. And just that effortlessness, she comes on the court, and you know, with Super Amy, she doesn't even think twice. She just plays well. She never thinks she's actually done a good job, but she's just superb every single time. So she was so classy. And you know, for her, she didn't want to finish her career on the fact that she had that Achilles injury. So that opportunity for her to come back and play, and then, you know, sadly, we lost her for the finals because she was because of the pregnancy. But also, how amazing was that as well?
Top four placement, just missed out on. Is this a team that you've got now to do it?
Look, top four is always your aim, isn't it? Like, why would it not be? And then when you get in there, just like you see in SSN, anything can happen. Look, I don't think there was any other team in that top four that if they'd lost all three of their starting defenders would have been able to win the league. So we'll hopefully be in a lot better place in terms of the rebuild, in terms of in terms of experience in there, in terms of not having to deal with the injuries. I think for us, though, we absolutely, that'll be our aim. I think, but it is another year of us building on our performances, and I was so proud of what they did last year. I just can't wait to get them out on the court. And, you know, we're playing catch up to three teams that have dominated top four for a while now, in just how many years they've had groups of players together and how many years has existed as a club. So, yeah. You know, the challenge is always there, but of course when we step out into court this year, that's where we want to be.
George, Inga, how on earth are you?
Oh God, it feels weird hearing them that name come out your mouth. I'm good.
Looking forward to the new season.
Oh, I'm stoked. I'm stoked. I'm really, really, really excited about it. To be fair, it's my first season back after. I think it's my. I've had three seasons out pretty much. So yeah, literally like ecstatic.
How do you think Next Gen and everything that you were part of last season really helped?
Oh, honestly, it was massive, because I think I spoke to T and she was kind of like, where are you at? What are you thinking? And at the point where before the season had started last year, it was very much like, I was told I wouldn't play again. So it was like, you know, trying to push that sort of, will I play again? Like, I haven't made it back yet. And having that there was the perfect way to sort of re-enter netball as someone that, you know, loves it, had been taken out due to injury. And then it gave me that pathway back into netball again. I think Super League at the start of the season was, you know, not really on my radar. I wasn't ready for that. Next Gen was perfect. It was that stepping stone back to netball. And then I guess it's allowed me, you know, at the end of the season, I got to hop in. You know, unfortunately, we had so many girls out last year, but it allowed me that sort of, I guess, doorway back into playing high-level netball again. So I think Next Gen definitely did the role it was meant to do and why it was set up, I guess.
And after you had that time back in the NSL, plenty of people were saying, oh, she still has the skills on court. So, yeah, just knowing that people were still behind you as part of that, that must have made you feel good as well.
Nah, it's awesome. Like, this is why I love Maverick so much, because it is a family, you know, and, like, everyone's kind of got your back and they want the best for you. And I guess I'm not a massive social media person, so no one really saw the journey of, like, what I was trying to do, like, trying to get back on the court or if I was even close to playing. So I think that it was like, oh, she's just disappeared, and then she's back on the court, and everyone was just so happy for me. And that meant a lot to know that that was the case. And I came back, I was definitely off the pace a little bit for sure. I was like, whoa, what is this? But no, everyone was really, really supportive. It was awesome, to be fair. And like the first game I did back was like, I think I got shot of the week that week, and it was like I'd done that and I'd done some commentating. I was like, wow, like life has changed for me massively and like looks so, so different. But yeah, everyone was still so, so supportive, and it means a lot. It means a lot that people still have your back and are just happy for you, I guess, going through all that and then coming through the other side.
Before you go today, I just want to ask you about the swim you're going to be doing with Lucy. Now, yeah. It's obviously for an important cause, but where were you at with the swimming ability? Your 10 metres or a bit more?
Well, I hung my swimming costume and goggles up about 10 years ago. And then my sister-in-law was running marathons. And I was like, and you know, when you enter a marathon, you do it for charity and you raise money. And I was like, oh, I can't run a marathon. My knees, it won't take that long on the road. So I was like, I can swim one. I could do that. And I guess I was very, very naive to the fact that it's really hard. But I've been training heaps and heaps. And Lucy's, you know, we've been training together, we've been training apart, we've been in lakes, we've been in the Docklands, like just trying to get as many miles in as we can. But it's on the 6th of September. It's for Level Swimming, which is really, really cool. So we're basically raising money for the charity Level Swimming, and they give people the opportunity to learn how to swim and give them the resources, which is really, really important. So it's for a great cause. It's a really big challenge for both of us, and something that we feel really strongly about, obviously having both played netball to a high level and then kind of changing. We're not running around doing this, but we can still use netball to raise money and awareness to then go and do this crazy swim. Because we've got a charity netball event next Friday, so like a drop-in, so people can come, have a masterclass, you know, learn some from us too, and then have some pizza afterwards and maybe a raffle, which would be really cool.
Aims for the season are maybe a bit one of those weird questions that people would ask, but go on then. What are your aims for the season?
Aims for the season. first and foremost, I guess, is that we play well.
Absolutely.
We do good. Just surface level that we do good. But I guess looking good is kind of, you know, we're all at training together. We're putting in the hours. We're doing lots and lots of stuff. Obviously, the game has changed massively for me since I left in regards to the Super Shop. So a lot of challenges, but challenges that I'm really, really excited about. So I think just settling into the team and kind of learning this whole new game that we call netball.
Is he back for new season? How much are you looking forward to it?
Oh my gosh, so excited. I think I really, like, obviously loved having this off season, but actually I can't wait to jump in with like all of the girls, kind of get stuck back into it. I think we like ended in a really great place last season and just really can't wait to pick up where we left off.
What was it like and what is it like as a player at the end of the season where you may be a bit unsure as to what team you're going to sign for next? Or did you have a bit of assurance?
Yeah, I mean, signing window, I guess, you can see it in two perspectives. Like, it can be quite, like, nerve-wracking in terms of if there is that uncertainty. But it's also quite exciting times to, like, for obviously new opportunities, different people to come into different teams. And I think I was very hopeful that I'd, like, be able to stay at Mavs. And thankfully, like, that came through, like, very quickly. And was, I guess, so I was quite like assured during that period. But no, overall, like, it's just, it was really exciting because I got to know that like I was going in with some of the old girls, but also some new people stepping into the team as well, which is just really exciting and like makes for a great next season.
And a great group of players as well joining you as well next season. That'll be exciting for you as a player.
Yeah, I can't wait, especially with Jamie entering in the back end in defence. I think that's going to be so exciting. Just getting to learn from lots of new people. Like, I felt like I really gained a lot from working with Raz last season. So I think having new people stepping into that is going to be really exciting as well.
How would you say last season helped your career development overall?
I think getting to learn from experienced players such as the like of Raz and Gemma and like Ellie Ratu in front of me, I think it really just helped getting to speak to those different players who have been in different setups, the Roses pathway, stuff like that, getting to learn from them. And also just getting that exposure on court and getting that court time allowed me to build my craft and work with such a great coaching team to just really develop my skills.
You had a lot of great feedback as well last season as well, obviously, perhaps leading into the under 21 selection as well. So what was that like when somebody says, oh, she had a great game?
Obviously, as a player, you always want to be playing your best netball and getting to put out your best performances. And I think when you get that feedback, whether it's from coaches, whether it's in selection, it's always things that remind you that like what you're doing is good and like keeping on that track and like that the hard work that you're putting in away from what everyone's seeing, like your off the court stuff is like really paying off. So obviously, like as a player, you love all that great feedback.
Final question is, do you give yourself any aims for the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're like very open and honest with ourselves as like a club in the fact that last season we made it to top four, which was great. It was the first time in around 9 years that a Maverick side had made it there. But I think it's, we know that as a group of girls that we can push on and we can give more. And I think all of us want to be ending the season with a win. So I think for both personally and like as a team, we really want to be pushing together to like see how far we can go and to ultimately get that Super League win.
Smashing, enjoy under 21s. Speak soon.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.